And it's actually been a while because if you guys remember, I think it was like January, I flew all the way up to Oswego, New York, and we were there covering the whole trial. We thought a whole bunch of things were going to happen because I think this was the second. No, I think that was actually the first court date. So the pretrial hearing happens. That's where you have that viral clip of the judge saying, "Wait, you don't want cameras now?" So that all happened. So I was not there for that one, but I flew up for the next one. When I showed up to the next one, that's when we found out, uh-oh, it's not going to happen today because things got moved up the trial systems in New York. So things were moved from city court to county court for the TikTok DoorDash girl. And if you guys don't remember who this is, we're talking about Olivia Henderson. Olivia Henderson is the TikTok DoorDash girl who unfortunately did a DoorDash delivery, and she filmed her customer half naked and just posted it for TikTok. And apparently the first TikTok got around 30 million views. And then TikTok took that down. So she then, I guess, censored it and reposted it again. And TikTok also took that down. And then she went on to say something like, this was like her way of getting justice by posting that, because she went on to claim that she was the victim and that she was essayed from all this. And it was a very messy situation, to put it lightly. So interesting things happening in Oswego, New York, to put it lightly. But regardless, she had court in Oswego, New York, and it was in the city court. I flew up there to cover it. Didn't happen. Now we're like, okay, what's going on? Well, it was moved up in the courts. And since then, it's essentially just been radio silence. We haven't heard anything. And I've been checking in very regularly because obviously I'm interested in this case. I cover a whole bunch of cases here on this channel, and this is just one of the ones that I wanted to keep tabs on. But now she was just formally indicted. So she was formally indicted by a grand jury, which means that a grand jury essentially needs to look at this whole case, and that's private, by the way, and they have to come to an agreement if they can charge her. So that's what's currently going on. And if they actually charge her, then it'll actually go to court. So there's a lot of things that could be happening here, but it'll be interesting to follow. But for now, Olivia has been silent. She hasn't really been posting on social media about this. So is she going to settle? Probably. It seems like it would be in her best interest to settle because she filmed everything. Like, everything is there. And she's charged with two counts. So the two counts is the unlawful surveillance and dissemination of unlawful surveillance, and all that evidence is on the internet, so it's not like she can really deny doing what she was charged for. So that's not really looking that good for her. So you have that, and then you also, it's just, yeah, it doesn't look good. Sorry, I am I just traveled 12 hours, so my brain is slowly lagging right now. But yeah, no, she's not, most likely. Okay, so she's currently facing 8 years. After, covering all the trials that I've been covering, people don't get anywhere near the max sentence. I mean, we just covered the Johnny Somali stuff, and he could have gotten a whole lot more than what he got, but he got 6 months. Most likely, Olivia is going to get on the shorter end of the sentence, if not probation. From what I know, she's a first-time offender. So, like, realistically, she's not going to get 8 years. But each count of, I think they're Class E felonies, carries 4 years in prison, in the state of New York. So that's currently what she's facing. But yeah, that's the new update to all of this. Now we just kind of have to wait around. I think she has another trial set in May of 2026, and we'll see if this goes to court or not. Will she settle, or will they try to fight this? It's going to be really tough to fight because, again, she filmed everything. I don't know. It'll be very interesting, to put it lightly. But I wanted to make this quick update. Currently traveling, so I couldn't just sit down and film a video. So this is my version of filming a video, guys. But I'm trying to think of, is there anything else that's currently happening with this whole trial? It's going from, yeah, so it's happening in New York. It's happening in Oswego, New York, and it's going to county court now. City court was a mess, and city court was like small fines. Like when I was listening to all the cases, because on her first trial day, you have to sit through all the trial or all the cases before her. And it was all just like essentially parking tickets and stuff like that. So her being indicted now, that actually shows that the state might want to actually make an example out of her. Because, I mean, in city court, the punishment's not going to be too severe. Am I saying Oswego? Oswego. Oswego. Oswego, New York. Look at that. That, yeah, of course, you have the David news as well. That is also crazy, which I will also be covering yours now soon. But obviously, Olivia still claims, she hasn't made any videos since then. But the last communication we had from her, she was claiming that she was the victim. She was upset because she lost her TikTok monetization on the two videos that gained like 30 million views. And on TikTok, 30 million views, I mean, that could be a lot of money. Like, you could probably make, if the content was over a minute on TikTok, she could have made anywhere from 10 to 15 grand there. So that is a financial hit. But obviously, the way she got 30 million views is crazy. She blasted someone's privates on TikTok that is supposed to be her customer. What? So, yeah, that happened. And then obviously she lost her DoorDash job. So that's the damages for Olivia here. And well, I mean, now she's also facing the two felonies. So, yeah, it's just crazy. I just wanted to come over here and give you guys the quick update. And it'll be interesting to follow and see what happens going forward. So, yeah, that's it. Don't show people's privates on your social media accounts. That's the big lesson here, guys. But regardless, thank you guys for stopping by. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. And I'll see you guys in the next video. Peace.